Hey guys, so today's episode is going to be completely different. As you can see, I am outside. I definitely felt like Holy Spirit was calling me to come outside instead of staying indoors, because this is like my fifth time trying to record this episode, not even gonna lie to you. And I don't know why it's been so hard, but it's okay. Anyways, welcome back to Perfectly Poured. I'm your host, Brittany, the Kingdom Warrior, and I want to talk about something that I felt God put on my heart, because it's something that I experienced in real time over the weekend. Reconciliation is what I want to talk about, and the victory that's in the reconciliation, and also the recompense. You know, I don't know if it's me or if anybody else has gone through things, but what I've realized in this day and in this hour, the sense of family is very much, it's a strange for some, I'm not going to say for most, but it's something that weighs heavily because it also affects the body of Christ. But before we get into that, I do want to go ahead and lead us off in prayer. So Heavenly Father, thank you for the listener that is listening to this episode. Thank you for allowing me to be your vessel, Father God. Thank you for shining your grace, just like the sun is shining right now on me, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to be a vessel for your word. I thank you for all the things that you have blessed us with and all the lessons that we have learned through from the trials and the tribulation, Father God. You are always clear. You're always close. Clear, yes. Clear in your direction. But you're always close and nearby. Whenever we need you, we always can call on you. And you say that you listen to us. And Father God, that's been very evident. So I thank you for what you are doing in this hour. We trust you. We have our faith focused and anchored in you, Lord. Purify us, solidify us, guide us, and protect us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Okay, guys, so I want to talk to you guys. It might be a little too bright, I don't know. But I wanted to talk to you guys about the joys of a reconciliation. And when you are called to be the one to reconcile, it's a heavy weight, not going to lie. But the things that are done through you, it only becomes heavy when you are resistant to it, is what the Lord has showed me. Is that the only reason why whenever he would send me somewhere in a place, it sucks and it hurts and it feels like hell, because we are trying to control the outcome of the situation rather than allowing God to control the outcome of the situation, if that makes sense. There's a time that I worked for an apartment company. God sent me there. It was very dim, but he sent me there as a light. And this was during the time that I actually went through a spiritual awakening. And there was so much judgment and division that was in the place. But God placed me there to bridge things together, and it also to cause exposure. And it hurt like hell, because I got in the midst of a crossfire, and I didn't want to be. I didn't want anything to do with it. And it sucked so bad, because I ended up getting in a spiritual battle, which also turned physical, with the manager at the time and with my coworker. They ended up trying to poison my food, but it didn't affect me. But because of the light that I was bringing in the place, and because of the exposure that was also happening to them and their character was being exposed, they were upset. So of course, because they were upset, I got the short end of the stick, and that person ended up being removed, and I ended up removing myself because the cost of like that it was weighing on my mind and my heart at the time was very heavy. But the point of the story is that God sent me there to expose the wickedness that was happening in these places, but also to bring light and a newness, which can only be done through him, to this new space in this new place. And although it sucked, I had to be obedient. I didn't really understand the weight and the cost of obedience until I went through that situation. Now when things pop up, you know, now that I'm more spiritually mature, now that when things pop up, now I have a clear understanding of why these things happen. Okay, so this leads me into talking about the reconciliation with family. Like, you know, so God healed my relationship with my mother, and this episode is special to me because Mother's Day is right around the corner, and I want to bring a new perspective and maybe a new light on what people might be facing and going through right now. I feel like there is a lot of people who are struggling with their parental relationships, or maternal relationships rather, and relationships with their, you know, their grandparents. There's division in the family. And here's the thing. The devil hates family. The devil hates unity. He hates children. And his main goal is to make people feel like children are a burden. Take with that what you will. And what God has shown me was that, and also in his word, that children are a blessing. He delights in the children. And the children are always protected. And the enemy hates that. So his goal is to cause distractions, bondage, oppression, and affliction to these families, and also to children. And then it gets passed on as a generational curse, which sucks. But God wants me to tell you that that ends today. And he showed me physically on what he meant by that. God reconciled my relationship with my own mother. It was hard, because I faced hardship with my mom when I was younger throughout my childhood, because we both were going through abuse at the same time. And there was even a point where I resented my own mom, because it was like, how could you just choose other people and choose to stay in situations that afflict not just you, but also your children? And to me, I thought it was completely selfish, but I didn't understand that she didn't have the strength at that time. And then also God had positioned me to be the strength for her. And that, remember how early I told you, like, when you're called to reconcile, when you're the chosen one, you go through what seems like hell, but it's all spiritual equipment. It's like a think about boot camp, right? That's why we are his kingdom warriors. That's why I call myself a kingdom warrior, because of the events that happened in my life. Now, when it was time for me to heal after I had my daughter, God called me to be a mom. Man, and being a mother, that is what ignited the healing with my own mom, because then I understood that my mom did what she could with the tools that she had. Then I understood that where her mindset and her parenting came from, it came from her parents. So we're talking about a generation of brokenness that's going on. And here I am having to heal and also having to reparent myself, and also approach my mom with hard conversations to give her new insight. So when God chose for me to be a mother, it's like I relived everything I went through in my childhood, because I was trying to protect my daughter from going through the same things. And nothing was happening to her. It was just everything was resurfacing. And I was going through refinement while going through having a child. So I guess, like, most people could think that that might be the postpartum that we face. Maybe the postpartum that we face is the refinement, because God chose us to be parents and everything is resurfacing. But because you can't do it on your own strength, you have to do this with God. You have to allow God to lead you and guide you. And how that happened for me was he provided therapy. I started going to therapy. I started reading some self-help books. I started opening up more about my past and being honest about what I went through. And that helped me. Like, therapy really helped me when it came to overcoming PTSD. And that was a blessing in itself. That was a blessing in itself, because I was able to open up and pinpoint exactly what was going on. And you know what? Also with the help of God. Because if it wasn't for him and showing me, and of course, like, I would have visions and glimpses of the past come up to put the pieces of the puzzles together. That's just what Holy Spirit does. But I was able to heal the relationship with my mom. But recently, if I'm being transparent enough, I've experienced a reconciliation with my own grandmother. I don't know if you guys remember, but when I spoke in my testimony, my grandmother and I, in the beginning, we had a good relationship up until the time that she was under witchcraft oppression by my aunt. And that turned her against me. And I was so angry at my grandmother because of the things that she said to my mom. But, God is hilarious. I'll tell you how. I ended up becoming the caretaker of my grandmother last year. My grandmother was experiencing hardship in 2023, and God led me to connect with her and be her prayer warrior and her intercessor, something I never even imagined. All I know is that my mom had called me and was like, "Grandma's going through some abuse, some elder abuse, because of my aunt." So the same person that turned her against me was against her. And man, when I found out about that, because I had already lost my grandfather to the same elder abuse because of them, I decided that I only had one person left from my grandparents, from my mom. And in honor of mending the lineage, which God has shown me that that's what he called me to do. He called me to mend the lineage. Mend the family brokenness. It was right that I made the decision to lay pride at the feet of Jesus and intercede on my grandmother's behalf. And that's what I did. I warred in the spirit and I told my mom, I said, "Okay, I'll find her a place here in North Carolina, but I just need your help with getting her." And my mom did just that. My mom and my uncles got my grandmother out of the home where she was being oppressed. And I was driving around Zebulon, Wendell, everywhere that I could find a space for my grandmother that would accept her income. And God led me to a brand new apartment for my grandmother. And allowed me to take care of my grandmother and allowed me to sit and listen to my grandmother and intercede and protect her. And I just watched how God mended things in her life and took the scales off her eyes and off of my grandma and off of my mom, and even mending my mother and my grandmother's relationship, because they also weren't always seeing eye to eye because of the choices that was made, but it was under the oppression that my grandmother was under. And we didn't understand this, but God showed us and revealed to us a lot. So you can imagine I'm going through reconciliation with my grandma and then also my mom, and then my mom is also doing this with her mother. But it was all under the direction of the Lord. And this is what happens when you allow yourself to be open as an open vessel for God. This is what happens. And that I'm grateful for, because I am able to understand why I do certain things and why my grandmother operates. And then also to have hard conversations with her in a soft manner to where it opens up her eyes. Then I had to go through reconciliation with my mother-in-law. You know, there was Jezebel spirits that attacked relationships on both sides that I didn't understand. From my side with the women in my family, but then also to have to go through that with my mother-in-law. I love having a close family. And when I felt that my mother-in-law would get upset with me, now granted, I can take accountability for some things, but I realized that there was a spirit of Jezebel that was operating on her side. And when people are under oppression and don't know it, it's only until the Holy Spirit moves or sends his chosen one to disassemble the oppression and break off the oppression. And that's where I come in. Jezebel's spirit was running rampant in that side, and I faced oppression from my own mother-in-law. And so I never understood it until God showed me what was happening. And it was like little things of like jealousy, comparison, and harshness and division that was being towards me. Even my own cousin-in-law, like, had showed me that, but then she had also turned against me too. It's all love and light, because when you are sent as light to expose the darkness, that's what happens. So I send nothing but love, but God reconciled the relationship between my mother and my mother-in-law and I this weekend, because I felt such separation, and for the first time I just cried out to God and was like, Lord, please, because there's a whole story, but we'll see eye to eye. But of course, like, people go through things and there's oppression, but I think that when people are oppressed by certain things, they don't realize it. And because I am on a spiritual assignment, that attack came directly to me because of my assignment and because of the weight of my oil and my anointing. So I don't even think it was, for sure, that it wasn't the person, it was definitely the spirit. But because I understood this, I opened up to God and took everything to Him first. And He guided me and instructed me on how to reconcile, and I did just that. And then I saw that spirit defeated off of my mother-in-law, and we were able to become one. So the prayer is that oppression breaks and dissipates and gets off the lineage, but you have to intercede on others' behalf. This is why God tells us to take nothing personal. It's also why He tells us to stand firm in our authority. Jesus Christ gave us back the authority, and this is why His word also says that amongst all types of bruises or whatever, love conquers all. You must love everyone. So my prayer is that with people who are experiencing brokenness in the maternal and in the family lineage, love one another and intercede on the behalf of others. Fast, pray, and allow God to direct you, because He is the great director. I'm telling you, the enemy trying to break and divide, those days are gone, because now the body of Christ is starting to awaken to the mission and to awaken to these tactics that the enemy throws, these family and the bloodlines. God is washing the bloodlines clean, and He is coming with great reverence and great recompense. You just have to be obedient to stand firm in the gap. So that's what I'm doing. So if you're going through mother wounds right now, and you're going through a sense of unhealing and a sense of lostness within your maternal and paternal regions, pray and intercede on their behalf. If you're going through abuse, remove yourself from the abuse. I don't ever stand for abuse, but allow God to vindicate on your behalf. You be a pure, kind-hearted person. You be a pure soul. You heal, but allow God to move on your behalf. That is the message of today, because He's moving. He's moving in a way I've never seen before. You have to be able to do that and open up your heart to reconciliation, because we don't realize it, but it affects us. It affects us. And what I told myself was that I was going to love my daughter in ways that I've never been loved before or desired to be loved, because my mother could only love me with what tools that she had. Not saying that she didn't love me, but I knew that I was going to be different and not pass on my generational hurt to my daughter, because it ended with me. The generational trauma that I went through, the abuse that I went through, it ended with me. My daughter is not going to go through that. My daughter is covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so my job, and that's why God called me to step away from my full-time job and to step into full-time ministry, because the first ministry that you have is your home. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm taking care of my kids. I'm taking care of my marriage. I'm taking care of myself and allowing God to prune me, refine me, speak through me, reconcile through me, and allow me to be the strong vessel that He needs me to be. But most importantly, be the parent and the guide to my child and to my children as He called me to be. And that's what I'm doing, because I don't ever want my daughter to go through any type of oppression or affliction or any mother wounds. Our job is to love our children and to guide them and also give all things back to God, because it's all a blessing. You give back the blessing back unto Him, because He deserves the glory. Our lives are purely to glorify God. So I pray that this episode bless somebody. And when it comes to the family and the healing, and my family and the women in my family, I love them so much. And I'm praying that God goes before them and all affliction and oppression leaves them, but God holds them up and delivers them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I pray that blesses somebody today. You guys be blessed. And remember, we have an assignment. But the great assignor gives us everything that we need, and he never leaves us. And if this episode blessed you and you want to talk more, you can feel free to email me. You can feel free to hit me up. And make sure you like, comment, and share. And subscribe to, of course, this podcast. And it's a community. It's not even a podcast anymore. It's a community. So I love you guys. Make sure you bring your cups to stay perfectly poured. Ciao.